Today's devotion is entitled Hope Beyond Headlines by Reverend J. Klein, ordained emeritus. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. In a world filled with constant noise, it can be difficult to find peace. Every day brings another headline, another controversy, another reason to feel discouraged or overwhelmed. With so much competing for our attention, many of us find ourselves emotionally drained. One of the burdens of social media scrolling and the constant news cycle is that, too often, we're left empty. I must confess that after watching the news or setting down my phone after reading a post from a public official, I often feel anxious, angry, or unsettled rather than encouraged. For many of us, what's really missing is hope. Yes, every now and then there's an uplifting story. We see people helping one another in times of crisis, and we're reminded that kindness still exists. But those moments can feel rare amid the constant storm of outrage, division, fear, and bad news. What we need is more than wishful thinking, or the vague hope that things will somehow get better. And it certainly isn't confidence that humanity will always do the right thing. We need a hope rooted in something greater than ourselves. Christian hope is not built on optimism or positive thinking. It is grounded in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the assurance that sin, death, and despair do not have the final word. Because he lives, we have the promise of eternal life, but also the gift of grace, forgiveness, and renewed strength for today. A living hope in God brings fresh strength to the soul. It awakens a deep desire for what truly lasts, and in comparison, the things of this world begin to lose their hold. What once seemed all-consuming can suddenly feel temporary and unable to satisfy. As this hope grows, the heart begins to loosen its grip on the things of this world. Status, possessions, success, and fleeting pleasures no longer carry the weight they once did. Instead, the soul learns to rest more fully in the promises of God. And when our hearts are anchored in that hope, the noise and pressure of the world lose much of their power over us. Fear and anxiety no longer need to rule the heart. Even in uncertain times, we can remain steady because our hope rests in something eternal. That is why Scripture calls hope the helmet of salvation in Ephesians 6:17. Just as a helmet protects the head in battle, the hope we have in God guards our minds and hearts. It protects us from becoming consumed by fear, bitterness, temptation, or despair. And it lifts our eyes beyond the troubles of the present moment, reminding us that God is still at work and that our future is secure in Him.